This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, August 16th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Hanley. Here's today's headlines. SPM costs would shift lettuce out of California. Western Growers fights diesel ban. And food fight with Harris price gouging plan. Newsom pesticide plan has profound economic implications. An industry report released yesterday indicates the Newsom administration plan for eliminating certain controversial pesticides by 2050, known as sustainable pest management, could have significant implications for lettuce. Restricting pyrethroids, neonicotinoids, and other key pest control tools would cut lettuce production more than 7%, with annual costs surpassing $160 million. Cost to consumers, nearly $700 million. The subsequent and sizable shift in production to Arizona, Mexico, and other regions would further increase production costs and consumer prices, according to the study. The economists also analyzed the impacts of existing delays in registering pesticides at the Department of Pesticide Regulation. They calculate lettuce growers are losing nearly $43 million every year, while costing consumers nearly $140 million. A coalition of farm groups called the Californians for Smart Pesticide Policy funded the study. Western Growers opposes Clean Fleets waiver. U.S. EPA hosted a public hearing this week as it considers approving California's sales ban on diesel-powered trucks. The Air Resources Board has had to apply for a federal waiver to implement its Advanced Clean Fuels rule. Among the hundreds of commenters, the only agriculture group was Western Growers. Federal Government Affairs Director Tracy Chow said the rule does not allow enough lead time for developing the necessary technologies, equipment, and infrastructure. She charged that CARB has not adequately considered the cost of compliance either. The heavy EV trucks would mean less loads per truck, more vehicles on the road, and more time spent per trip. The added cost would likely drive up food prices, Chow warned. She also warned that rural areas would lose out to urban districts on money for charging infrastructure. Chow called for CARB to first address inconsistent and vague aspects of the rule that could lead to confusion among farmers and higher costs for consumers. Food industry hits back at Harris price gouging plan. The food industry is pushing back against accusations of price gouging that ahead of today's scheduled release of Vice President Kamala Harris' economic proposals. She is expected to call for the first ever federal ban on price gouging. Leslie Cesarian, president and CEO of FMI, the Food Marketing Association that represents major grocery chains, said, quote, "It is both inaccurate and irresponsible to conflate with an illegal activity like price gouging. That's a defined legal term in which specific violations of trade practices law occur. With inflation, which is a broad macroeconomic measure of increases in consumer prices over time due to supply chain cost pressures." The National Chicken Council also responded to Harris' plan in a statement. The group said chicken prices, quote, "largely affected by supply and demand by major input costs like corn, soybeans, energy, packaging, transportation, and by fiscal policy and burdensome government regulations, not price gouging." Take note, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said yesterday USDA is finalizing a study of retail food pricing that is likely to raise, quote, "valid questions about industry practices." Vilsack didn't provide any details of the study's expected conclusions. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA finalizing study of retail food pricing amid campaign clash over inflation. The Agriculture Department working on a study of retail food prices that is likely to raise questions about industry practices, Ag Secretary Vilsack said yesterday. The study comes as Republicans continue to hammer Vice President Kamala Harris over the food inflation that has taken place since she and President Joe Biden took office in 2021. Harris today expected to discuss an economic plan that includes cracking down on what she says is price gouging by food companies. Vilsack, speaking to reporters at an American Coalition for Ethanol conference in Omaha, declined to address the Harris plan, citing Hatch Act restrictions on political activities of federal employees. But he says the USDA study would, quote, be coming out very soon. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Public Health Group says FDA's latest proposal on voluntary sodium reductions could go further. FDA released draft guidance of its second phase of voluntary sodium reduction targets for 163 commercially packaged and prepared food categories. The latest proposal aims to reduce daily sodium intake to 2,750 milligrams. That's a 20% reduction from the levels before phase one target finalized. The Center for Science and the Public Interest, which first pushed FDA to limit sodium in the food supply in 1978 by filing a petition for labeling and limits in packaged foods, said it hoped for a more aggressive target with the latest proposal. The targets proposed today by the FDA are a definite step in the right direction, but could have been more ambitious, said CSPI President Peter Lurie in a release. Efforts to limit sodium will only work if U.S. implements a comprehensive strategy with outreach to particularly the restaurant industry, monitoring progress and reporting what companies are reaching targets and those that, quote, remain the worst offenders, Lurie continued. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. California can't manage what we don't measure. That Department of Water Resources Director Carla Nemeth announcing a new initiative to improve stream gauges to better track the water supply. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, August 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.